You have a question?
Yeah. Is having a personal relationship with a spiritual master important, or is it just by following their instructions one automatically develops this relationship with the spiritual master?
Well, following instructions is the personal relationship. That's the spiritual nature of a personal relationship. A personal relationship becomes mature through vani, and our idea of who gets to talk to the spiritual master most and so on is not necessarily most personal. That type of interaction still depends upon the relationship, being able to relate. And how does a relationship work? Well, it works on the basis that Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshu, Krishna is in everybody's heart. And he's the facilitator of relationships. So relationships mature through service and following the instructions, and they're not real relationships are not man-made. They evolve. They take time. Today's world, husband and wife, the man and woman, even husband and wife is not even necessarily always the case, but man and woman are very intimate, and then they divorce. So do they really have a personal relationship? Well, if they divorce, Shambhihari, tudod, itt a murtiknak a cipőjét már ki lehet venni. Different interpretation as to what personal means. Relationship is something that's really functional. And you see, Srila Prabhupada had personal servants. Now, those personal servants didn't all necessarily end up sacrificing their lives for Prabhupada's mission and his service. Maybe they gave part of their lives. On the other hand, you have devotees who never met Prabhupada, never saw him, and yet they give their whole lives for Prabhupada. So who has a personal relationship? Physical association constitute a personal relationship, or is it really based on having taken to heart Prabhupada's desire and giving your life for that. That's what really relationship is. So Prabhupada wrote Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how can I serve you? Well, it's a relationship. It's not what am I going to do? Something else about that.
So does that mean it's just like sentimental to want to be able to interact with this spiritual master in that kind of way? If the like disciple like feels the need to kind of speak to the spiritual master, or is it just more important doing the service and following the instructions if the disciple actually feels like a need to interact more?
It's not wrong, it's just natural. But as I said, interacting in itself does not constitute just a relationship and not interacting doesn't mean that the relationship is really hampered. But sure, it's natural that devotees want to associate in different ways that association's available, and Bhakti is also association. It's not that it's not significant, but Vani is equally, and in one sense more substantial, because it continues on even when you can't physically associate. But one has to know how to access it. On the other hand, like I say, even talking, you can talk, people can talk and live together, but that they don't necessarily have a great relationship, and doesn't end up being so productive, or in the case of spiritual master disciple, to actually really satisfy the service of a guru. Something else about that? Because people, one way of finding out about qualifications, at least of a disciple, is to speak. But so many people can speak, but the service becomes much more of a tangible way of relationship. Hey, Shambi Hari Hovana Corona, Radharani na Corona.
Corona?
Yeah. Namaste. Not tudom, hogy a tegnapi hova volt.
Visszatettem.
Oké. És milyen vesszük ki Mutiknak a cipőjét?
Nem
vettem ki. Something else?
I have another question, but it's quite unrelated to the subject.
Okay, well, I'll just leave that a little later. And